This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I'm interviewing Jessica Kravitz, who is living her dream by changing the world two boobs at a time. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here.
Thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, and I'm really excited to talk about what you do, hopefully at some point for a living, but right now it's just a hobby or a side business, right?
Yep. I still have my day job. I need to pay rent. So during the day, I work in finance and television, and on the side, I have a lingerie business that I run as a concierge service, focusing entirely on large busted women with normal size backs, sizes, and different brands that you won't find in your regular department store. So I carry from a 28D to a 36-38GH, which sounds really big, but in reality is not as big as it sounds. And I run it as a concierge service, which means that people contact me and I come to their house and fit them properly, fitting that they wouldn't get anywhere else, say Victoria's Secret or a Macy's, and give them nice, pretty bras that fit them properly so their clothes fit better and they don't have back problems. And 90% of Americans are wearing the wrong size bra, so I am here to correct that. I do live in New York, but I service all areas of the New York metropolitan area. Because the merchandise is so versatile, it can easily be put in containers or in luggage suitcase pieces and brought to your house. And so I can come wherever in the metropolitan area you live. I can come and give you a concierge bra fitting.
So what does all this mean to you?
It means that I found something that I am passionate about. And I am beginning to build that business. I went to business school for college, for undergrad, and majored in accounting, like the rest of my family. Had a job at a big accounting firm, put in my hours a long time, very boring. Saw it all, saw the financial decline, saw the shitstorm of 2008, lived in London for a year, been through it all, but really found a passion when it came to fitting people in the proper bra size. I got fitted properly and it changed my life. And so I am changing the lives of others.
So what would you say inspires you?
Inspires me is when I get a satisfied customer, when I actually put someone in the right bra size, the feeling is incredible. I mean, for your listeners out there, you either have to be a woman or have sisters to understand what this means. But I put a woman who came to me from Mexico. She was wearing a size 42DD, and I put her in a 36G. And the difference in the way the bra fit and the difference in the way her clothes fit and the transformation and how she looked was complete satisfaction for me.
So how did all this bra business come about?
Essentially came about when there's a store in England. When I lived there for the year when I was working in accountancy, everyone told me about, and you essentially don't walk into the store unless you're a size D or above. And I actually didn't get a chance to visit when I was living there, but when I went back to visit some friends, I went to the store, and they completely changed how I viewed everything about it. And when I came back to America, I really realized that this was completely lacking here. In New York, there are some stores that will specialize in the sizes that you can find in a regular department store. But for the most part, there's nothing that specializes on large bust sizes, which is where my niche market comes in. So my service, my store, so to speak, specializes in large bust sizes, D and above, and especially in the small back sizes. So whereas no stores will carry a 20D, I will. And I actually recently had a customer who needed that, and I had to specially order some things for her. So it's really great to be providing a service that no other stores pretty much anywhere in your area or in your neighborhood are providing.
So how was all this received by your family members when you told them, hey, I'm going to start carrying bras and I'm going to go door to door basically and and help change the world by changing people's attitude about it.
So I was actually really surprised. My family was supportive. I wasn't expecting them to be. I was expecting them to pretty much, you know, be like, you need to just have a steady job with a steady income, and which I still do now, but I was not actually expecting any support from them. And I was really surprised at how incredibly supportive they were of me, you know, starting this and going into this and hopefully, you know, within a year from now, having a full-time store. I did not expect it from them at all. And they were my first customers and they were my first clients. So that was really great.
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier when the family supports you. Did you have anybody that was bringing you down about it?
They're really supportive, I think, because I kept my day job and I didn't just sort of quit and say, okay, I'm just going to go for this and have no income, no support, no anything, and try and open a store and make it like that. Which ironically, if you listen to many entrepreneurs and read all the entrepreneur blogs and everything, is really how most entrepreneurs say you really have to jump in two feet first and go for it. But given my personality, given who I am, I was way too scared to do that. So I kept my day job and I do this on the side. Recently, probably about a month and a half ago, I was doing a lot of thinking about my current job and my current situation. And I came to the decision that I really was going to give this business all that I had for the next year while still keeping my day job. I really am banking on the fact that I will have given it everything I have. I will have used my mentors to their capacity and I will have a greater understanding.
So what steps did you take to get started?
It's actually kind of a funny story because I was restructured out of a job and used that severance money to really buy my first bit of inventory. I really didn't know where to start. I happened to come across a very new trade show in New York. So this was 2012. Yeah, 2012. And I was doing some research online and I came across a trade show called Curve, which possibly was maybe 6 months to a year old. Took place at the Javits Center in New York. There's one also in Vegas. And I pretty much wrote to the heads of the trade show and I said, listen, I don't have a store yet, but I'm really looking into trying to get into this business. Can I please just come to your trade show and see what it's all about? Now, I guess given the delicate nature of the business, they're a little protective of who they let into the trade show. You know, there are models walking around pretty much in underwear and bras, and they don't want people who are not associated with the business in the trade show. So I wrote them my whole spiel and they said I could come. And boy, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I met more people and made more contacts in 2 days before I had a store than I did 7 years sitting behind a desk. There were so many bloggers and press people and manufacturers who were just willing to take me in and take me on and really wanted to see me succeed. It was possibly the best thing I'd ever done. So I went to the trade show and I didn't put in any orders, but I just sort of got an understanding of how some of it works, what brands I wanted to carry, what brands carry the larger sizes and the smaller backs, how I wanted to start proceeding. I did some research on the different brands. And then when I went back to the next trade show, I started putting in orders. And there were some brands that were willing to work with me and some brands that were not willing to work with me. And those that were have been incredible sellers for me, have been incredible partners for me. I met with their reps and they've been wonderful to work with. They send me inventory and I sell it.
So were there any roadblocks that you hit along the way?
The biggest roadblocks were the brands that would not sell to me, either because the market was saturated in the area that I was in. And I actually was almost ready to quit when I found that out. But, you know, I actually pulled myself up and I persevered and I said, you know what, I'm going to find amazing brands that are going to sell to me. And I did. And they've been wonderful partners.
Could you share a favorite memory from all this?
I think my favorite memory has been so far the story I mentioned previously about putting the woman who was wearing a 42 double D into a 36 G. The other memory is the funny story I tell. This will probably only apply to women who have been measured, But anyone who's been measured at a place like a Macy's or a Victoria's Secret or a Lane Bryant, I talk to somebody and you see the light bulb go on over their head when you say to the extent of, well, did they measure you over your clothes? And the response is yes. And then I say, well, do you wear your bra over your clothes? And the light bulb goes off as, wow, I wasn't measured properly. That's always a great, great happening. It happens very often.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I mean, that's the way that they, I guess, train their employees to do it.
Right. But when you talk to somebody and they don't have no concept of anything, and all of a sudden they say, oh, you know what? You're right.
So are there any parts of your dream that haven't quite worked out?
Well, so far I don't have a store yet. So that we're working there. We're heading there. I mean, we'll do this podcast again in a year, hopefully, when I do have a store and my dream will come to fruition. And then maybe in 5 years when I own, you know, a franchise of stores and a conglomerate and I've gone public. But for now, we're just starting small. This is great for me. If you would have talked to me 5 years ago, I never, ever would have thought that I would have been doing something like this. I mean, I was working 15-hour days staring at spreadsheets 5 years ago, trying to figure out subprime mortgages. So this is quite a far departure from that. But I couldn't be happier with this.
Yeah, I definitely would love to have you on again in 6 months to a year, and we'll talk about how you've come along. What do all your dreams for the future look like?
My dreams for the future look like doing this full time and, you know, quitting my day job and really just giving it my all. I will never give up the concierge service. I have a lot of working mothers who, you know, can't get to the store by the time it closes at 6 o'clock. And if I can come to their house or their apartment at 10 o'clock at night when the kids are asleep and the husband's not yet home from work, and, you know, I can fit them there in the comforts of their own home, that's an invaluable service to them. And that's a repeat customer, and that's loyalty that I would never want to give up.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. People like the value added because that's what you're not going to get from big box stores.
Right.
So is there any last thoughts you'd like to share?
I mean, just growing this and living this and being able to do this, I mean, it's beyond my wildest dreams that I would have ever thought to be able to, that I would be doing something like this. It kind of makes everyone laugh. It's actually kind of funny that I talk about lingerie to random people now. I don't blink twice when I talk about these things. I don't blink twice when I talk about cup size or back size or anything. And, you know, often you will see a blush come over someone's face if they're not used to talking about it. And I kind of find it hysterical that to me, this is as amazing as it is, completely a business. And I can really just talk for hours about everything associated with it. And it's kind of a little bit of a taboo topic in mainstream society. So that usually gives me a little bit of a laugh. I want to thank you for doing this. Thank you for having me on. This has been a lot of fun. I've never done a podcast before.
Oh, you're very welcome, Jessica. I really appreciate you coming on to talk about your venture and documenting where you want to take it so that we can revisit it in about a year.
Yes, definitely.
So do you have a website or Facebook or Twitter?
I'm working on that right now. Hopefully I should have something up and running in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So I will keep you posted on that.
Yeah, definitely. I'll get it in the show notes when this episode is released.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter @DreamersPodcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/DreamersPodcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.